From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Yes, Rudy Vallee, brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Vallee speaking.
Hello, Mr. Vallee. This is Irene Ryan, the secretary of your theatrical agency.
Yes, Miss Ryan, what is it?
Mr. Vallee, you're going to have to rush right over to Grauman's Chinese. They want you to do your show there for the Seventh War Loan.
I thought the radio show Command Performance was scheduled there tonight.
Oh, well, that was canceled. So the people in charge said there was only one other thing to do. Get the greatest showman in America.
The greatest showman in America? Well, really, Irene, I don't think that I deserve...
Well, yes, because they said they wanted the finest impresario in the country.
Oh, Irene, you're embarrassing me. They said they wanted the finest impresario in the country, eh?
Yes. But Billy Rose was in New York, so they wanted to know if you'd do it.
Billy Rose. Well, I'm taller than he is anyway. I have more hair, too, yes.
Well, Mr. Vallee, will you do the show?
Of course, Irene.
Well, by the way, Mr. Vallee, Aurora Miranda just came to the house. She says she's here to give you Portuguese lesson.
Oh, yes, Aurora. Beautiful girl, too. It's going to be wonderful this summer going boating on the lake with Aurora Miranda, learning Portuguese. I can just see us sitting there in the canoe, declining verbs, parsing sentences, comparing adjectives.
Mr. Vallee, aren't you going to an awful lot of trouble just to neck?
Just a moment, Irene. According to the San Francisco Conference, it is our bounden duty, absolutely our duty, to learn a foreign language so that we can become better acquainted with our neighbors. What are you laughing at? What's the matter?
Oh, I was just thinking of you. Sitting in a canoe, holding hands with Molotov.
Well, I'd better get over to Grauman's Chinese right now. Irene, I want you to come down there and bring Molotov, I mean Aurora Miranda, with you.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, oh, welcome home.
We waited and waited and waited and waited.
Door up wide.
We're all so elated, 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 elated to be by your side.
Across the ocean
and the valley, you found your way back to our alley.
We're excited
and delighted to drink to your health once again.
Welcome, welcome. Promise you'll never roam.
Waited and waited and waited and waited and waited to welcome you
Bradley.
Say, Rudy, I noticed that you're taking everybody to Grauman's Chinese tonight. Are you leaving me out?
Of course not, Truman. There'll be quite a crowd there, and we'll need you to count heads and bonds.
Oh, swell. Thank you, Rudy. And in that crowd of people, I won't have any trouble picking out the glamour girls. The sleek, glistening heads always seem to belong to the chic, well-groomed girls. Lovely hair is becoming more and more an American ideal. And that's why Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action is so popular. It isn't necessary, you know, to have dull, mousy hair. This lackluster look could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. For most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on your hair. Dreen never leaves a dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. So, for this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage.
Well, there's nothing like a nice brisk walk. Shouldn't take me over 10 minutes to walk to Grauman's Chinese. Here I am on Hollywood Boulevard already. Well, I'd better cross over. My, the traffic is heavy today. Luckily, I remembered to wear my rear bumper. Look at that little old lady trying to cross the street. I really should help her. After all, I was an Eagle Scout. Pardon me, madam.
Eh? What's that?
May I take your arm?
Eh?
I said, may I take your arm?
On your way, you wolf, you. The girl just ain't safe on Hollywood Boulevard.
Maybe I should have taken a cab, after all. But no, that wouldn't have been thrifty. By not taking a taxi cab, I saved 30 cents. It's a nice feeling knowing that if someone should walk up to me and say, Valley, what did you do today? I can answer, I saved 30 cents. And it's not going to take me longer than 10 minutes to walk there. After all, I can afford to waste 10 minutes. I make so much a week, so much a week is so much a day. So much a day is so much an hour, which means for 10 minutes I only make... Gosh, in 10 minutes I make... Hey, taxi!
Ah, oh, my dear, it certainly is good. It's good to be back in Hollywood. It hasn't changed a bit. The same landmarks, the same streets, and look at that beautiful... Same blonde. Will you look at that long line of people? I wonder what they're waiting for. Oh, but when you see a long line here days or nowadays, who asks what they're waiting for? All you do is you get in it. Say, maybe I'll get Kleenex, cigarettes, some paper napkins. I think I'll stand in line, too.
All right, you're next. And what's your name?
Why, I'm Lou Holtz. And what's yours, sweetie pie?
You don't understand. I have to have your name to fill out this application.
For a package of cigarettes, you have to have some cosigners?
Oh, no, it's for a war bond.
Oh, that's different, of course. I'll buy a bond. Who's that getting out of that cab there? He looks awfully familiar. Could that be Rudy Valley?
Well, driver, here's your fare, 30 cents. Oh, yes, and the tip. 10% of 30. Very well, 3 cents more.
3 cent tip, of course, it's Valley. Rudy, hello, Rudy.
Well, Lou Holtz, well, of all people.
Well, I just bought a bond so I could go in and see your show.
Good, Lou, good. Come, there's not a moment to lose. Come backstage with me.
You know, Rudy, it's awfully nice to see you again. Hey, do you realize that we haven't seen each other for a couple of years, all because of that very, very silly little quarrel that we had.
Yes, I guess it was rather silly. It is just that every time I started to tell you something about myself, you'd interrupted the story about a friend of yours who was a better example.
Well, I can understand how a thing like that would get on your nerves, and believe me, it's not going to happen again. After all, Rudy, a couple of fellows who have been friends as long as we have been, I don't think that we should stop seeing each other for a couple of years.
You're right, Lou. You're right. Perhaps I have been a little stubborn. You know, I'm a pretty stubborn man.
No, Rudy, you're not so stubborn.
Lou, when I tell you I'm stubborn, don't contradict me. I'm stubborn.
Rudy, you think you're stubborn. Will you let me tell you about a fella that I know?
Lou?
Rudy, I know a fella, his name is Sam Lapidus. He's the most stubborn fella. He belongs to a lodge called the Itsy Pitsy Lodge. They have a meeting every 4 weeks. After the meeting, they give away a prize. And this night, they were giving a prize away to the most stubborn man in the lodge. The first guy to get up is Sam Lapidus. He got up, he says, "Gentlemen," he says, "you can slip me the prize today, 15 bucks, because nobody is stubborn as I am. Nobody. Says, do you all prove it? Do you all prove it to Sam?" He said, "I got a daughter, a sweetie pie, the last word in femininity. She's going around with a fellow named Abe Schmolowitz. Makes a beautiful dollar. He's a salami hanger. A salami hanger and halava taster. Halava is Jewish candy. Everyone bought a bond to get in, and you're entitled to know what's going on." Came to me, he said, "I'd like to marry your daughter." I told him, okay. I told him with a finger in his face, okay. He said, "We'll have a wonderful wedding, orchestra, music, 11 pieces. I said, 9 pieces. He said, 11 pieces. I said, 9. He said, 11. I said, 9. He said, 11. I said, 9. I said, the marriage is off. That's 14 years ago, they're still engaged. I'm holding out for 2 pieces. Next fellow got up, says, "I heard the remarks. Lapidus, a member of Itsy Pitsy, in good standing. He is stubborn, but mildly. Gentlemen," he said, "I had a toothache shouldn't happen to a dog. I couldn't eat or drink or sleep or think for 6 days and nights. Finally, I couldn't stand it any longer. I went to a dentist. I said, 'Dentist, extract me the tooth.' He said, 'Which tooth is hurting you?' I wouldn't answer him." I told him, "I brought the toothache. You got the education. Open up my mouth. Look around there. See what's going on." He yanked me out of tooth. He says, "That's the tooth." I says, "No." He yanked me out another tooth. He says, "That's the tooth." I says, "No." He yanked me out every tooth except the right one. That's 6 years ago, and the tooth still hurts me. Next fellow got up, says, "I heard the remarks of the last two members of Itsy Pitsy. They are stubborn but amateurs. I was born in Russia." Of course, you never know I'm Russian from the way I'm speaking Hengless. He said, "One winter night in Russia, the worst winter we've ever known, zero was below. Outside was blowing a big lizard. 11 o'clock at night, I was thinking about my sweetheart Fanny. Says I to myself, says I, on a night like this, wouldn't go out on the street a dog. So I'll go down to Fanny's house and surprise her. I walked out on the street. There wasn't enough numbers on a thermometer to tell you how cold was the freeze. By the time I walked 5 blocks, froze by me, the lips, ears, and nose are deep blue, almost a purple. By the time I got to her house, I was numb, frozen stiff, more dead than alive. I rang the bell. She says, 'Who's there?' I wouldn't answer her." I rang the bell again. She says, "Who's there?" I wouldn't answer her. I stood there for 5 hours, froze to the sidewalk, fell over, not dead, faint. They took me to a hospital. I laid there for 7 months between life and death. That's 31 years ago. She don't know to this day who rang the bell.
That haunts the song you sing. How lonely love is winter rain without the warm promise of spring. What a song with no one to sing to. What good are arms when there's only a dream to cling to? What good's a heart when no one cares?
Immediate seating in the balcony. There'll be a short wait for seats downstairs.
That voice certainly sounds familiar.
Immediate seating in the balcony.
By Dreen Shampoo.
Truman Bradley, what are you doing in that usher's uniform?
Well, Rudy, I had to get in here some way. Besides, I'm slipping the people a little extra information.
What's all this about Dreen? We're selling war bonds.
Sure, but you can't beat romance, Rudy. The first thing any brat girl does these days is to buy bonds to help bring her man back a little sooner. But after all, when he gets here, she wants to look her loveliest for him. And that means keeping her hair beautiful, sleek, sparkling. So I say, try Dreen Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. Most other shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film. Dreen never leaves any dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far silkier and easier to manage right after shampooing. Whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, use Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Mr. Valley.
Irene, what took you so long?
Well, I stopped to look at the footprints in the cement in front of Grauman's Chinese.
You did?
Yes. You know, that's an awfully cute idea, having the stars put their autographs in the cement along with the one thing they're famous for.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Harold Lloyd's autograph in his glasses, Monty Woolley in his beard, Betty Grable's autograph in her legs, Rudy Valley and his bank book.
Miss Ryan, please. Irene, didn't you bring Aurora Miranda with you?
Yes, she'll be here in a minute.
I wanted to ask her to sing one of her songs for us, but she doesn't speak English. I can't speak Portuguese,
so
I don't...
Ai, você! Que prazer estar aqui!
Senorita Aurora, I want to ask you something, and I hope you'll understand me.
Si?
We're doing a show here for the Seventh Wall Loan Drive.
Si?
We'd love to have you do one of your South American songs for us.
Si?
So will you sing for us?
Si.
No, no. No, senorita. I want you to sing.
Si.
Well, let's put it this way. Will you dance?
Si.
Canta, canta, pajarito. Canta, canta tu canción. Mira que la vida es triste y tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu, 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 chiu. Chiu, 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 chiu. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trinar, despierta el alma, la noche ya se va. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trinar, despierta el alba, la noche ya se va. Canta, canta, pajarito, canta, canta tu canción. Mira que la vida es triste y tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu, 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 chiu. Chiu, 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 chiu. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu canción me alegra el corazón. Con tu trinar, despierta el alma, la noche ya se va. Con tu corteo, con tu trinar, despierta lo que la noche ya se va. ¡Yuhu!
Bravissima, viva la Aurora, viva!
Why, Lou, I didn't know that you spoke Portuguese.
Why, Rudy, the Portuguese with me is practically the mother tongue.
Well, that's wonderful. Now you can do me a big, great favor.
Why not?
Ask the senorita if there are any more in her family like her.
I'll ask her in her native tongue. Senorita, por qué familia la femenita por children gravas 11?
Eu sou de uma família de 27 crianças.
E crianças?
É.
Crianças. She says she comes from a family of 27 children.
27 children. Why, that's a tremendous story, Lou. Why hasn't her publicity man given it to the newspapers?
I'll ask her. Por que 27 children o publicitite nos papieros do da Garcia?
Essa é uma boa ideia. Boa ideia.
Oh, she says she's waiting for the final score.
E todas as 27 crianças dormem no mesmo quarto.
No quarto?
É.
That's amazing. She says that all of the 27 children, they all sleep in one room.
In one room?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. How can 27 children sleep in one room?
I'll ask her. Por quê? Children sleep on uni. In uno rumalo.
Eles ficam muito bem porque o quarto cabe 80 pessoas.
Oh, she says all the children are numbered, and when the evens breathe in, the odds breathe out.
Lou, I understand that all Brazilian girls are wonderful cooks. Ask if she'd come up sometime and cook a dinner for us, Brazilian style.
Very good, Rudy. I'll ask her how they cook Brazilian style. Senorita Aurora, cucanuni bros de zizi, de demf de brusto, la ha, la ha, grava.
Você pega a carne e assa bem com alho.
Oh, bom com alho. She says the first thing you do is you take a roast, and then you take this roast, put it in the oven, and you, before you put it in the oven, you rub it with garlic.
Yeah. Você põe alho com molho de alho. Depois você põe no molho de alho um pouco de cebola espanhola. Depois você põe na cebola um pouco de alho. E então põe em tudo um pouco de molho de alho.
De alho, yes.
Yeah.
She says, then you cover the garlic with garlic sauce. Then you cover the garlic sauce with a layer of Spanish onions. And then you cover the onions with garlic. When you're all finished with that, Rudy, then, and only then, do you cover the whole thing with garlic sauce.
Well, how can you eat it?
É pros do itanazuti.
Oh, fica prato muito gostoso.
Eat it, you can't even get near it.
I don't know whether I'd like Senorita Aurora's cooking.
Really? Senor Vale, pros dos cooking, pros dos.
É, quando eu volto para casa depois de jantar, nós todos brincamos de correio sul-americano.
Really?
Yeah.
Rudy, Senorita Aurora says that when we come over to her house after dinner, we are going to play South American Post Office.
Oh. All this is what I've been waiting for. Lou, ask her how you play South American Post Office.
Porque... Por que Post Office Sul, cus, macanune?
No correio sul-americano, o rapaz beija a moça na face. E ela diz a ele o que o beijo representa.
Oh, she says in South American Post Office, the boy kisses the girl. And then she tells him what kind of a letter his kiss represents.
I don't quite understand what she means.
You don't quite understand what she means. I see. You mean you'd like a demonstration? Oh, you dog, you. Well, senor Valle, demonstrazione.
Oh, Chucky.
Okay, well, I'll start it off, Rudy. I'll kiss her, and I'm going to have her tell me what kind of a letter it represents. I'm going to kiss you, you lucky girl. She says it's a special delivery.
Hey, Lou, is this a private game or can anyone get in on it?
I'll ask her. Senorita Aurora, okay, Senor Truman Bradley?
It's okay.
Okay.
Esta carta aérea
She says it's airmail. Well, Rudy, here you go.
Here comes the vagabond lover.
He's smacking his lips. He's licking his chops. He's ready. He's about to kiss her. Rudy, are you ready? Go. He kissed her.
Esta é uma maravilha.
She says it's a dead letter.
It's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to sing another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous. The happiness of fun and song will soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again. And so you see, it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming, sweet thoughts you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a goodnight song again. Seriously, friends, we've got to help put this seventh wall over with a bang. A bang that'll be heard all the way to Tokyo. Everyone here tonight in the audience of Grauman's Chinese Theater has bought a bond. How about you there at home? We all know this war is only half won. The other half of victory is being purchased dearly, very dearly, out there in the Pacific. Your money invested at a good rate of return can help to cut the cost in lives and suffering. Why not buy another bond tomorrow? Buy yourself a piece of America's future. I'll be seeing my friends in San Francisco at the Mammoth Sports War Bond Drive on Saturday, June 30th in San Francisco.
Rudy Vallée will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Joan Leslie, Lou Holtz, Aurora Miranda, and Irene Ryan. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. The music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Here's the story of a girl who found the answer to her prayer in a soap called Ivory Flakes. This maiden found her pretty clothes gave up to twice the wear when she washed them oh so gently in Ivory Flakes. Sweaters and blouses, lingerie, she soon discovered how beautiful they can stay. Now they're lovely to look at, and all it takes is that ever-loving care with Ivory Flakes. Twice the wear, Ivory Flakes.
Tune in to Rudy Vallée next Thursday at the same time. This is the National Broadcast.